The chairman, let me thank the panelists for what we have heard this morning, which have been quite informative and interesting. I have questions for the researchers. And so the first researcher, Kirsten, she mentioned, she spoke about vulnerability. And I think this is important in terms of how we look at these weapons. Because again, vulnerability, if the system is vulnerable, then we have to look at how does this vulnerability affect the functions, and how is that serious for the sort of impact that it would have, the consequences that such attacks that come out of vulnerability would result in malfunctioning on the functions which these equipment are supposed to perform, and their impact on the civilian population in case of laws. So the vulnerabilities are important, they're important for all systems, but what we are talking about, the vulnerability exposing the system to attacks that would involve the loss of life indiscriminately, then I think we have to look at it in that. So how would you say that this loss of vulnerability affects the work we're doing here in terms of looking at lethal autonomous weapons in the CCW? The second question I have for, the second expert, Dr. Vidal Bulan, and he spoke about the importance of bringing stakeholders together. What we have seen in the informal group of experts and also in this formal group is that we have had panels, but we have looked at the panels separately. We have got the technical people, we have got the military, we have looked at legal and ethics as separate items. What thing that struck me from his presentation is whether or not we should not have multidisciplinary panels discussing some of the issues we have on our agenda, rather than listening to the technical and then listen to the military and then listen to the ethics and legal, but have these multi-stakeholders together in panels that would look at specific items that we want to look at. It would be interesting because for each of the sessions that this working group has had, the informal, and now we have used the same format, and sometimes we have had conflicting conclusions from the different panels. I think it would be very interesting if we could have mixed stakeholder panels that will look at a specific issue that we're trying to examine. The third question relates to the third speaker, researcher, and he spoke about autonomy. And again, I would agree that in terms of autonomy, it will be increasing, slowly. It gets to a point, in terms of control systems engineering, it gets to a point where the autonomy gets to a point where then the control that is to be exerted by the system gets to a point where it becomes so minimal that it becomes dangerous. So it's not until it becomes fully autonomous that it is dangerous. So I think that is what we have to look at. This is why, judging from what he said, our idea, the idea that has come out in some of these discussions on characterization, what do we expect these weapons not to do? I think that makes more sense than trying to decide at what point does it become fully autonomous. And I would agree with him because, the whole autonomization process is a gradual one. And as the functions become, it gets to a point where it's dangerous, even without being fully autonomous. Thank you.